Shalom Aleichem. Rabbi Kovacs here in Mishnah Yomi is holding in Chapter 2 of Pirkei Avot, Mishnayot 12 and 13, continuing the wisdom of the five students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Yehi mamon chavercha, it should be the property of your fellow man. Chaviv Alecha is just as important to you, kishelcha, as your own property, meaning if you see it's going to get ruined or wasted, make an effort to save it and protect it just like you would your own. V'hatken atzmecha l'lmod Torah, and prepare yourself, be ready before you learn Torah. She'eina Yerushalach, it's not an inheritance for you. The Barnura says, even if your father was a sage and learned Torah, and your grandfather, and your friends, and your neighbors, don't assume it's coming to you automatically. Like your Yerusha, you still have to put in the effort. Now, that famous pasuk, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Morasha Kehilat Yaakov, that's Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 4, that says Morasha. Now, Morasha is like Yerusha, but Yerusha means an inheritance. Morasha really means what you give over as an inheritance. So really, that verse, it agrees with the statement. Torah is not automatic. You need to put in the effort, make it a Morasha. That's an active verb, something you are giving over to your Talmidim and children and the future generations. Finally, Rabbi Yossi adds, V'chol ma'asecha yulishem shemayim. All of your actions should be done for the sake of heaven. Well, that might be obvious, but the Bartner says he's talking about things like eating and drinking should be done that you can be healthy in order to do the will of your maker. And some people even say hi ratzon before they exercise or, you know, get medical treatment. But even I've heard people before they exercise, they say this should be l'shem shemayim so I can be healthy and better serve Hashem. On to Mishnah 13, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Hevi zohir b'kriyat Shema tefillah. Be very careful with reciting Shema and tefillah. So that sounds obvious because those are mitzvot that we do every day. We say Shema in the morning and the night, and we daven at fixed times. So really the point is, make sure you're getting it on time. U'krishya tomet polo, and when you are praying, al ta'as tefilotecha keva. Don't make your tefillah something fixed. The Barnur says, like a burden that you just want to get through. Or he says also, like some people will just read a paragraph, they'll read something, and they're just reading in a monotone voice. They're not really understanding the words and the emotion behind it. Ele rachamim v'tachanunim. Rather, your prayers are words of mercy and supplication. Lifnei makum barachu. Before the omnipresent one, the makom means the place, but it really means Hashem who transcends all places, blessed be He. Shneamar, it says in Yoel, ki chanun v'rachum hu. Hashem is gracious and merciful, erech apayim, slow to anger, rav chesed, full of kindness, v'nicham ol ra'ah. And Hashem will retract when something bad is supposed to happen and people start praying to avoid it. Hashem might prevent the bad thing from happening, l'olenu. V'altahi rosha bifnei atzmecha. Well, hold on, I'm going to add that the halacha is you should know who you're standing before. You know, when you pray, you should know that you're standing before Hashem. And finally, a statement, altahi rosha bifnei atzmecha, don't be wicked in your own eyes. The Bartnura brings the Rambam who says, if you have low self-esteem and you're machzik yourself as a rasha, you think you're a rasha, you think you're no good, you're going to end up getting worse and becoming no good. You have to have some degree of healthy self-esteem. And famously, the Sefer Tanya by the founder of Chabad Hasidus, he brings this statement on page 1 of chapter 1 that you shouldn't look like a rasha, but he also brings the Gemara in Nida, Daf 30b, that says even if the whole world thinks you're righteous, you should think you might be a Rasha. And he, you know, explains this contradiction is not really a contradiction, but there is this idea going way back all the way to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his Talmud Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel that we have to have a healthy self-esteem in order to serve Hashem b'simcha as we are supposed to. Yishar kochachem, tizku l'mitzvot.